Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Leslie Arnold hosting ACRTA, the Ancient Science of Sahaji, and it is August 13th, 2016, 6:30 p.m. on the East Coast of America. And I welcome everyone to the show this evening. And it's a very hot day on the East Coast of America, and I don't know what it's like anyplace else where the rest of you are, but we're bearing with it. And that was a little sidebar comment. I usually don't make this, so I do apologize for that. But I do welcome everyone to the show this evening. We're going to be talking about this very ancient spiritual teaching. And with us this evening is the present leader of this teaching, who is Sri Kadafji Lamahaji, the 973rd Living Sarosha Master. So it's our pleasure to have Sri Kadafji with us every show. And Sri Kadafji, how are you this evening?
I'm fine, Leslie, and I want to give you high marks for what is known as local color. Appreciate that.
Local color. Well, I didn't really mean to interject that, but I apologize for everyone for interjecting the local color and hope you don't mind. Now, we'll get on with the spiritual aspect of the show, which is really what this show is all about. So many people have been listening for years. We have hundreds of archives that people can listen to and have listened to, but we always go into some of the fundamentals of the teaching while we present this show, but additionally, we're very honored that Sri Kadafji is with us because he gives us some of the deeper esoteric aspects as well. It's not the same every show. These shows are always different from one another, so there's nothing to be bored about. I don't know how anybody could think of being bored about their spiritual unfoldment, but that's what this is about. This is about in each individual who's wanting to unfold spiritually and go forward towards the goals that we offer in ACRTA, and those are self-realization, God-realization, and spiritual mastery. But I might be getting a little bit ahead of myself. Sri Kadafji, would you like to talk a little bit about how this teaching got started and what we're doing here, what we offer to people, why they might be interested in coming to us?
Well, the interesting part is that after hearing you discuss some of that, it's a matter of the ACRTA has always existed, but we just don't have the teacher, the Living Sarosha Master, present necessarily in the marketplace, because it can be an overwhelming incitement for people. That's why we talked about the ACRTA is really only for 1 in 100. That means 99 out of 100 just don't have an understanding or an attention level to get the simplicity of the path, because it's very simple. It really isn't much to it other than the fact that we know that each one of us is a sound current within us. We hear a high electrical pitch or a ringing in the ear. That's our essence as soul. All right, now why does that get lost in the marketplace or in other teachings and religions and what have you? Is because that isn't the way it's supposed to be in the present environment. In other words, our present environment is really like a labor camp in the earth region where people are out there trying to make money to survive. All right, so when you come in and start talking about a high evolved spiritual opportunity, then that goes amiss sometimes because, albeit people are seeking that, they're trying to understand about themselves, and they have all these motivators and people at the podium talking about this and that. But you have to understand, those people have their hand out and wanting money. Whereas in ACRTA, we do everything for free. There's free membership, the books are free, seminars are free. We don't ask for money from people. So I think we clear the deck on that whole thing, giving a pure motivation to get spiritual liberation for one. That individual that is, we call it the ready soul, that can hear our purport of the simplicity of understanding the sound current and then traveling on that sound current in what we call Sahaji. And these terms are are not really foreign terms. It should be quite natural terms that when we're born, we're speaking this high language, but we lose sight of it because then we're trained in a logic rendition in our cultural literacy, which is all right. There's nothing wrong with that. But then we lose the whole train of thought towards spiritual liberation. So we lose that in the marketplace, as I keep saying, in reference to the teachings that are there, because it's only for 1% of the population and 10% maximum when ACOTA or the society is at a high level. Like right now, we're not really at a high level, and people can attest to that, even though you hear New Agers talking about all the time about, okay, we entered the Golden Age as the end of the Mayan calendar. But I beg to differ, because we don't have if you see, and it's not really a high time of positivity. I mean, you can just go out to the market and see people scrambling and running around and not paying attention to anyone, and that becomes a problem, you see, because we're not really moving towards a real positive society if we're in an Iron Age. Not to say we couldn't, but that's not really what ACTS is about. What ACTS is about is this presentation we give every Saturday night, and sometimes we'll do it at different places and give introductory talks and what have you. But our presentation is exactly that. We present it, and it's kind of like take it or leave it. But the people that take it are the 1%ers that don't see what we have to say as a riddle. It's not complex, and the easy part of learning and hearing the inner sound current, when we hear that, and then traveling on that sound current through what we call the lower worlds. So that becomes the basic fundamentals, is we're trying to get through those four lower planes. They call it the physical, astral, causal, and mental planes. Getting through that to get to what is known as the soul plane on the fifth area. There's a fifth plane and a fifth dimension, if you will, within one that people are trying to get through to get to that place. So we explain that very simply to get through those lower regions to get to the source of that sound current. And then when you hear it, then you travel to higher planes after that. Those are called the God worlds. And we have an introductory book that we highly recommend for people to read that's online at our website, ACOTA.com. And people can go there and download that book for free, and then they can understand what we're talking about here more clearly. And in the back of the book, there is a chart that shows the planes, the first 10 planes, that one can travel in Sahaji on the inside. And how we do that is we teach a daily contemplation. Well, Leslie will take us through a contemplation in a little bit here when I finish explaining about what takes place when we do the practice. When you sit down for 30 minutes per day, you close your eyes and you're immediately traveling on the inside. So what you do after practicing this several times, you learn how to see on the inside. See, in other words, you're not going to get spiritual liberation in the first contemplation. You might. It depends on the individual, but it's probably unlikely, because what we teach is like a 30-year program to gain enlightenment. So there's a practice, a daily practice, that in that practice, when you do the 30 minutes, you're moving towards this fifth dimension. See what I mean? Let's put it this way. It's unlikely you can do it all at one time. I'm not saying you can't, but a lot of people will attempt to do the contemplation, and then if they don't gain anything in a few times, they just quit and say, well, I didn't get anything out of it. That's fine, because it's not really for those people that want like a quick fix type thing. I mean, it's all right. I mean, it's not to say you won't gain something from doing a 30-minute daily contemplation. If anything, it's a very peaceful occurrence, and it will slow the constant movement and inner distractions that people have. If anything, it will slow people down, especially in these days with everything is helter-skelter, and one might get some tranquility for a change. And that's important in itself. It's just to get 30 minutes apiece. And that idea to focus and gaining your attention level is very critical for seeing on the inside. Like when people pass from this world, there are other worlds. There's not just nothing. The atheists claim that, you know, once we pass away, there's no God, nothing exists. Okay, that's fine. But then when they make that statement, I'm always saying, well, who's saying that? Is that a consciousness making these revelations or these opinions and what have you? So it's not really an argument per se, and we're not here to argue with people. Our idea is to present the path of ACTCF as a simple process of spiritual liberation for that ready soul that can understand, and by listening to the sound current, they can travel within and gain spiritual enlightenment. Okay, Leslie, if you take this to a contemplation, that would be a fun thing to do. So well, I look forward to each week to do that. So if you'll do that, I would appreciate it. Thank you.
Sure. Yes, I'd be happy to. So if you get into a relaxed position, you can have your feet flat on the floor, or you can have them crossed in tailor fashion, Indian style, as it would be, and close your eyes. And then the best place to put your attention is you're looking within at your third eye, your kissertail, right up that spot right above the bridge of your nose, or you can look at the highest chakra point, which is the crown chakra, what's known as a soft spot when soul comes into the baby's body, when the baby is born. And so these are the two highest chakras, and nothing below that should ever be used. And it's all because of a vibrational aspect. So when we close our eyes, we're going to take a couple of deep breaths, and then we'll chant the word HU, H-U, which is a very high vibrational word that actually means God. It's a higher Sanskrit word. So when we use the word HU, whether we use it on the inner quietly to ourselves or whether we use it speaking it out loud or chanting it, it is so powerful that it will really nullify any kind of negativity that's in the area or that's attacking you in any way. So it really is a balancing factor, and that's why we use this rather than using something like Om, which is really, really a word that comes from the lower planes and not of the pure positive God worlds. So I'm going to take everyone through a short exercise. And if we're doing it at home, we'll be doing it for 30 minutes daily. Now, you wouldn't necessarily chant that entire time. You might chant for a few minutes and then quietly keep your attention on one of the higher chakra points that I just mentioned. But right now, we're just going to experience chanting the word HU. You can follow along or just listen as you wish and just get the feeling what that's like. So, going to begin. Which means may the blessings be. Now, when you're doing a contemplation at home, you might hear a high-pitched electrical sound. You may have just heard it just now. And that is really the sound of Sarosha, the sound of spirit. Sarosha can be seen as light and heard as sound. So you might see a white light or a yellow light or the deep blue light of the inner master when you're contemplating. Or other times it's possible as well. And you also might hear a high-pitched electrical sound, or you might hear the sound current as one of the sounds that come off the different planes. And that's sort of one way to know exactly where you might be traveling. Because if you're hearing, for example, a single note of a flute, then you know that you're traveling on the fifth plane, which is the first plane of the pure positive God worlds, where there is no worlds of duality, no positive and negative. It's just pure positive energy. and there are other sounds, and you can actually look up the sounds and the colors are that are related to each of the planes. If you download the ACATA introductory book on our website, ACATA.com, and there is no charge for this, just like there's no charge for membership or anything that we do on the teaching. There is no charge for it, but you can download the book, and it will. There's a chart in there that shows you the different planes, the names of the planes, the sounds you can hear on the different planes, the colors, and explains what each plane its purpose is, really. So I wanted to mention that. Feel free to do that. And Srikadashi, did you want to add anything to that right now?
No, I was taking a nap, so don't mind me.
Oh, were you? Okay, well, I guess it's okay. We can't see you, so we don't know when you're sleeping. But, you know, sleep's a lovely thing, and I enjoy it every night.
No, I apologize for my funny joke. Anyway, yes, there's a lot of information. At the same time, as I said earlier, it's a matter of simplicity that we are attempting to find that the ready soul that is yearning to go back to their source and God realization. So we have three goals of self-realization, God-realization, and Sarosha mastery. So the path of ACATA isn't really about finding followers, per se, to follow me necessarily. We're here to teach people to become spiritual masters. Presently, we have around 3,000 people in the teaching internationally, and we have about 20 masters also, about 22, I think. And that says that we practice what we preach, basically, that we're not, there are other teachings that, I think there are a couple that do talk about mastery, but they only have one master who is the leader. So it's sort of a game that's being played of not really practicing what they teach. And that means that they are trying to create followers, and they charge money to do that. And I'm not begrudging that per se, but I'm saying that ACATA has a pure motivation we're not really salesmen or pitchmen that are here each week trying to get money from people. So we're not trying to become rich from followers and things of that nature. Our attitude is to teach people to get spiritual liberation that really works. I mean, you can talk to people in ACATists around the world and get in contact, and they will tell you that these things really work in terms of the daily contemplation that we recommend. We recommend 30 minutes a day. I was taught that by my mentor, Paul Twitchell, when he was teaching the path back in the 1960s. And he was teaching the same practice to this 30-minute daily contemplation. And essentially that was what the order of the Viragi, which is our Sarosha masters, streamlined the ability to do that back with Paul Twitchell when he brought the teaching out in 1965. And that was really the practice that they streamlined for modern times. And we say that because the modern time was all these things I was saying earlier about people are busy, they're distracted, and what have you. And they can't really sit down for 2 and 3 hours of contemplation or what they do in meditation. But contemplation looks like meditation. Meditation is a misinterpretation of contemplation. So what had taken place was this 30-minute contemplation was more of a modern era, albeit it had been done before in the past, because it really doesn't take that much to measure out the physics, I'll say, of the inner practice to go within and tune into the Sarosha, the sound current, for a certain time of a 24-hour cycle and 24-hour period so that one can gain equilibrium each day. And that's why the 30-minute contemplation, and in one sense the word, gives one spiritual equilibrium. At the same time, you go within and try to negotiate to spiritual liberation. And once you gain that, then you keep gaining higher levels of consciousness. So it's a twofold practice there, to gain equilibrium on a daily basis and also to travel in sahaji to gain spiritual enlightenment. That's very, very important. Enlightenment comes liberation. There are a lot of teachers that talk about enlightenment, but then they don't really talk about liberation in the same breath because they don't really know where to go. You can get a high experience. You can get lofty wisdom and what have you and say very articulate things. But then where does that lead you in terms of the actual soul itself going somewhere to experience God-realization? See, I mean, you don't sit in a chair and gain God-realization just sitting there. You have to close the eyes and move on the inside to gain God. See, no one teaches that, Leslie. I mean, people talk about meditation, but what are they doing? Okay, well, they're sitting there and being still and casual and comfortable and all that, and that's great. But then what happens? They gain SD with that, serious disease. One of our masters explained, one of his mentors talked about SD in the past, and we were laughing about that in the past, that people get in the New Age teaching, they get all serious about their spirituality. They lose their sense of humor, and they don't take themselves lightly. It's kind of like, I really like some of the teachings of the Eastern philosophy, but they're like Yogananda. There's a documentary on Netflix about Yogananda. But if you look at that whole documentary, they're not laughing. They're not having a good time. They're all serious about what they're doing. And that's all right. Be serious about your spirituality. But if you don't take it lightly, I think it's foolish, in my opinion. I really think that. And then I quite literally make the joke about what ESP is, meaning extremely silly people. So I always tell people, just lighten up. Well, it's all this emotional drama stuff that goes on. Really isn't has anything to do with the inner worlds. The true inner worlds are about joy and happiness, and not about all this serenity without being able to blink your eye, you see. And that becomes ridiculous because I think people need just to lighten up, you know, they get all, like I said, SD. Anyway, did you want to add anything to that? I guess we're getting down the last few minutes, about 8 minutes.
Yeah, 8 minutes left. But I do want to mention that we're holding a series of talks in Philadelphia where Sri Kadavji will be speaking. And it's wonderful opportunities to meet Sri Kadavji because he is not on a regular talk schedule. But we do have 3 more talks scheduled for September, October, and November. And September, I believe, is the 13th. It's the second Tuesday. I think they're all the second Tuesdays. But you can look at our website, akatha.com, akatha.com, and the information on the talks are there. And as we mentioned before, there is no charge for anything we do. So the talks are free. They're held at the Central Public Library in Philadelphia, which is at 1901 Vine Street in Philadelphia, of course, and the talks are being held in room 108. So feel free if you're interested.
Yeah, you can't. I always want to add, Leslie, that you can't miss the building. It's like a block long. It's like that huge Greco-Roman structure there with the big columns. So it's the Philadelphia Central Library. So if you're on the street down there and you're wondering where it is, you'll turn around and see this enormous building. That's it. They'll point it out to you.
Think of a quaint little library,
this library is this massive stone marble, huge structure.
Mm-hmm.
It looks more like the Parthenon than a library, you know, in Greece.
That is at 6:30. We just had one this past week, and then the next one is scheduled to be Tuesday, September 13th, which is the second Tuesday of the month. So please check out the dates and the times and all the information on the website. And as I said before, you can download any of the information. There are introductory books that you can read. There are other more advanced books that are available at no charge. You can download those as well. There are other audios by Sri Kadavji. So please feel free to listen to any of that information. If you've been coming, listening to the show for some time and think that the next step of membership might be something that you're ready for, you can certainly apply. There's an application online. Again, there's no charge. We do not charge any money or take any donations. But you can fill out the application, and that will go to our general manager, who will take your information and make sure that you have the necessary information, and we can monitor your progress on the path from when you joined, because there are initiations that can be gotten once you're on the path. They're very, very important to your spiritual growth. Srikhadav Jay, we've got about 4.5 minutes left. Did you want to say a couple of things?
Just a couple of things, just two things, and no, not more than that.
Okay.
We do this each week, and it's a sincere honor to do that, to present the path to, as we said, to anyone that's willing to listen. I think even for the ready soul who is ready to become a member, but even to the general public, can get an understanding about that there is a central teaching, and it really is the only path of liberation, and that is a real turnoff to people. But people have to understand there has to be a direct route to the Godhead. It isn't all paths don't lead to God. They might lead to Rome, but that's just a city. See what I mean? It's not the Godhead. See, so people get very confused about, and they're very concerned about things too, because of the fact that they think that religion means spirituality, but nowadays religion means monetarism. Okay, and people will talk about that and justify the fact about money and all this stuff. But I say, well, if it's spirituality, how can you sell something you already have? So therefore, we don't do that. But again, I'm not condemning the others for doing that. They just don't understand. See, they don't understand the truth path is a path that presents the information, offers it in a purport that people can understand and get, and then they can use it for themselves, because they've really forgotten how to do it in many past lives. They've forgotten that they have to go on a daily basis and do a practice that gains them momentum and stamina to go through the inner planes on the inside. You see what I mean? In other words, if people die and they aren't on the path of Akasha, they have to be reincarnated. And that's why we stopped the reincarnation. Do I have time to talk about karma and reincarnation? What, I don't have my clock in front of me.
Well, we have two and a half minutes till the end of the show.
Okay.
So you've got
I can get it in then. I'll talk about, see, ACTA is really the karmaless path. Once people step onto the path, and this is very important, their karma ends. That means their cause and effect, the good and bad practices of their life ceases, and then you're in a neutral place. It's called Dharma. Now you practice Dharma, and there's no guilt, and there's no sin or anything of that nature. That all goes away, because now you're just in practice, and that means you're practicing Dharma, and you're not creating any cause and effect for incarnations. And then what happens in the first couple of years, their karma is resolved. You resolve your karma, most of the primal karma. And then by the time you're master in the 10th plane, then the karma is over completely. And then you're practicing Dharma whilst one lives in the physical plane. And then when they go to the other planes after passing away, they do it with full recognition of their enlightenment. And I think that's very important. But let me look at my timing here.
Just a little over a minute. Really, people that are interested can listen to more of the archives. You can listen to those anytime on the Blog Talk Radio show, on this Blog Talk show. You can also, if you're going to be in the Philadelphia area on September 13th or somewhere near, this is a tremendous opportunity to meet the living Sirosha Master. And it's not something that comes about all the time. So if you're serious about your spiritual unfoldment, going to be nearby, we welcome you to come to the talk. The information's online on the ACTA website. I want to thank everyone who has been with us this evening. It's a pleasure to have you with us, as always. I want to give Srikhadav Jay an especially warm thanks. It's always the greatest pleasure for me to be able to do this show with you every week. So thank you so much for all that you give to me and to everyone during this show. And with that, I'll give you about 15 seconds to say your adieu.
Well, the master raises his right hand, palm facing out, and says to the people, I am always with you. May the blessings be. Baraka B'Shah.